Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. Word of Eternal Life. Pastor Chaco Varghese, Parkland, Florida, as I introduced. Continuing the message of Jesus as the Christ, which is in the Gospels and the life of Christ, I was reading from Colossians, epistle written by Apostle Paul to the church in Colossae, from verse 16 of the first chapter. Amen. Paul here writes to this church, for him all things were created, for by him. So the him we discussed earlier in the last message as Christ or as Jesus. As Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 1 as the Word. The Word actually in the Greek translation, it was written as Logos. Jesus or the Logos, which is the Word of God, which is creator or controller of the universe, which is what Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher of lived in BC 560, taught his pupils, which is disciples. Now, John the Apostle heard this, and he turned around and he said, look, oh, you are in the first century came, John is educated in knowledge of Greek, of this philosophy. He came and turned to Greeks and said, your teacher is talking about the Logos who controlling the mind of God or created all the universe and exist everything in nature in control, in order, they kept, that his name is Logos, which is actually Christos. Christos is Christ in English. Christos is Jesus, Jesus. I mean, Jesus is the Christ. So the one who done everything in God, who takes all the control of everything in creation and ordering the things keep existing in this way as nothing happens wrongly, other than, as I mentioned in the last lecture, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, virus, bacteria, pandemics, all these things happening in the earth because of sin. Otherwise, the universe is still in order. So, if you read that about this, another written word by Apostle Paul, he writes to the church in Colossae, he says that Christ is over everything. Jesus is the Christ, he proclaimed, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. See, even though the Romans ruling the mid part or the Western world and the Asia Minor, Africa, this region, and this is God's, under God's authority. Everything is God had the powers, all these thrones or powers. We're talking about the thrones or emperors or kings or rulers, all established through God. You may have many questions on this, but the questions can be answered. If I can receive your question at chaco.pr.chaco Chacko, Chacko, V like Victor at gmail.com. See, it's P like Peter, R like Robert dot Chacko, V like Victor at gmail.com. And I can get to the answers if you have the questions on it from the scripture. Now, Colossae was a church in Asia Minor, which we called those days, which is the northwestern part of Asia, which is today the main connecting part of that area to the Europe is Turkey. So Turkey and also that region was called Anatolia, was a bigger part of the ruling of Romans as well. So this church was existed there, which was planted either by Apostle Paul or Apostle John or one of those apostles. Now, the letter says, Christ is the Creator. Just like John the Apostle said to Greeks. Okay? And now it says, that Logos is Christos. He created everything you see, visible and invisible. He is before all things. See, he existed before. We don't know the time. There was no time for before man's creation. There was only one time, which is called God's time. God has his time, which goes. They say there are two times in the Greek studies. One is Chronos and another one is Kairos. See, the Chronos is the hourly time and minute, second, which we use, human beings use, which is based on our sun. And the Kairos is another version, the times which is going back and forth. That time, we are not able to measure it because it's fluctuating backward and also going forward. And it goes back and forth and we connect each other and it's like a circle. See, God lives in the past. That's what it tells by the Greeks. Because of that science they invented, it says the God is the only one who lived in the past and who knows the future. We may know the past of our lifetime and some of the information from before, but God knows from the beginning all the things. If we have this word beginning, which is our language, human language, there's a beginning, there's an end, a beginning, end. But in God, there is none of those. He exists in eternity to eternity. There is no time limit in my understanding. If somebody has more of those understanding, I would like to understand and hear that also. So here it says in Book of Galatians, next verse, it says verse 18, first chapter, He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. He is the firstborn from among the dead. It's not that he is the first created being. That's not what it says. Like Jehovah Witness says, people says, they teach false theology. It does not say that Jesus was created before all creations. He is the Creator. It says already there. From the first earlier verse, 16 and 17. How can you create and then become a creator and also a created being? Impossible. So only a creator can create, and no one can create a creator. God is self-existing, self-sustaining. Jesus is or was within that Godhead. See, in the Godhead, there is three individual persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why would God tells us this way because we are human language. Our understanding is always a father as the head of the house, the son as the heir or who deserve take the wealth of the father, and the Holy Spirit, which is their spirit. The eternal whole God has the spirit of him, goes. You know, Bible talks about seven spirits of God. We don't know nothing all about it. All we know is about the Holy Spirit of God, which is a person itself who is in that Godhead. Now, that's what Bible says. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. See, God by itself, the God we call, if every religious people or Hindus and nations of all the others, everyone in the whole world call a person God. They call different names and they call God. They are expecting, they are calling the same God. Yes, there is only one God, even though you claim, but as long as you are calling the right person, in the right address, in the right path, he will hear your call. According to God's word, the way to go to Father God is Christ, his Son, who was his word, who lived in him, and he lives in him, he is with him. He came to the earth as incarnated in human form. He lived a holy life. He did his ministry, which was prescribed as per the prophets who spoke about his coming for 4,000 years. And he came and fulfilled all those requirements, the duties of the Son of God, Messiah, Christ. And then they crucified him. That it was already written that he will be crucified, he will be suffering. David prophesied this in the Psalms 22 and also other Psalms. He prophesied about the coming Messiah's death. Moses prophesied. Isaiah, the great prophet, prophesied about the death, resurrection, and sufferings of Christ, his birth, all these things was already prophesied. There's no other person in the universe you can find whose deeds, whose birth, whose life, work and everything, whose death and resurrection was already been prophesied for 4,000 years. That has never happened in anybody's life. Only Jesus of Nazareth, that has fulfilled in him. We Christians, we continue praise and worship him as God. He is, we follow him. He is the leader, the master, and the king of the universe, going to be in the future next as he returns. And then he takes his beloved believers to home, to heaven, and then tormenting tribulation occurs. God will send the tribulation to earth. Mass murders and horrible things will happen in the earth, as it's said in the book of Revelation, chapter 6 to end of 18 and to beginning of 19. Then the Armageddon, the great war with Antichrist and Satan and everyone together against Israel will be invaded, and Jesus will return, and then he will defeat the enemies. Praise God, that is God. Then he establishes his kingdom in his world, in this earth. That's what I was trying to get to. by giving the background of the tribulation. After that, Christ will come to establish his kingdom. So in the kingdom, he will rule the world. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. See, God Father itself dwells in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, he dwells in him and also in the believers. And God's presence, his Spirit, and Christ and the Holy Spirit of God through the Holy Spirit lives in the believers of Jesus Christ. So that is why I said there's only one way to call upon the name of God. You can call him Allah, but you're calling somebody with a wrong faith. You did not believe in Jesus Christ because he is the way, the truth, and life. No one will get to the Father who is that holy, holy person called Allah or Yahweh or the great God of the universe. He will not listen. He can't hear you unless you go through his son Christ. His Christ. He came here and he gave his life for you. If you don't believe in him, no God will hear to you. Praise God. For God was pleased to have all the fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. See, Jesus is the only one who shed his blood for the salvation of humanity. You see, Jesus' blood is the redemption price. Who get the redemption price? God the Father himself needed a punishment of the sin. The punishment with Adam and Eve committed in the Garden of Eden, fallen to all his descendants, his children, children to children to children, no matter where you were born, doesn't matter in Africa or China or India or Cambodia or Vietnam or America or England or Germany, doesn't matter, or the islands, every one of them, of the human beings, is the children of Adam and Eve. And after 10th generation, the flood came at the 10th generation and wiped out every living, breathing creatures and humans from the earth, except one family called Noah, who obeyed God. There are many evidences in the historical documents concerning the flood, the great flood, and that only Noah and his three sons, Japheth, Shem, and Ham, three of them and their wives, the Noah's wife and him, survived. Eight people only escaped the great flood. The great flood, every human being other than Noah and his family, they did not listen to the gospel, the message spoken by Noah. He preached. He preached all day. He preached, I believe, he preached long time, 120 years of preaching or something. And it took a long time to build the ark. And everyone who entered the ark, which was only eight of them, plus the animals. The animals, 2x2, 7x7, holy, acceptable creatures, 7x7. When I say holy, which is not the appropriate word for animals, but they are called clean animals. God has a sect of clean animals, and there is a small group of unclean animals, which God classified them. in the Bible. So the clean animals, 7 pairs, and the unclean, 2 pairs, were entered in the ark by the inspiration of God. Nobody will went and caught them and put them in the ark. They all came line by line, number by number, entered the ark. This was the order of God. We are talking about the order in the universe. God established orders to continue. Even though we have tornadoes and hurricanes and death and sin and all these things, diseases, flood, rain, fire, all these are because of human activity and human sin produced the diseases, bacteria, virus, and all those arised. Thorn and bush, thorn bush, you know, if you cultivate, you don't get 100%, don't even 30%. Because of the sin curse, Father God, He cursed the earth because of man's sin. You have to see how severe God considered the sin as it is. He will not stand for a sin. It's a little sin or a big sin. If it is a murder, rape, or prostitution, or adultery, or if you are vicious, jealous, hatred, or anger, or you're saying a bad word, everything is a sin. Now, Christ's blood will clean you from all of it. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all our sins, Scripture says. Your sin can be red as, you know, scarlet red, but it will be washed like white, like snow. That's what God does. God is a love. God loves you. God loves us. God loves us. God loves us in such a way that we are sinners, we disobey God, but He still loves us. So He sent His Son Christ. Jesus is the Christ. According to all the scriptures which I will be continue speaking about every one of the prophetical fulfillment which happened on Christ. Jesus was Christ. To prove it. See, that's what the first century apostles had to do. They had to preach that Jesus was the Christ to prove it from the scriptures of the Old Testament and the prophecies of Torah and the prophets. To prove it, that's what they preached. Even though they preached the truth, they proved it. Most Jewish people did not believe in Christ. Because every time there is only a small portion of their nation, people that saved. And it says that He came to His own, and His own rejected Him. In Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 13, He came to that which was His own people, but His own did not receive Him. You see, yet all who received, He gave them the right to become children of God. Because who? He has the power. He was empowered. He was a human. Even His human birth, God empowered Him through the baptized the Holy Spirit in Him. God, the Holy Spirit, was working through Him as He lived as a human. So you got to understand that Jesus, inside the Spirit Jesus, God, who was a Spirit in God, as a Spirit God, He Spirit God will never change to a human God. He was still Spirit God inside of Him. His Spirit was still God Himself, which was His original person. He was a Spirit God, the Word of God, which was the Spirit God. And He is outside. He lived in a human flesh frame made of human blood and flesh. So He was God inside. He had the power to give you eternal life. Listen, you have no eternal life. You will die one day in this earth in whatever reason. Because of the age, maturity, and get older, and your health conditions depreciate, or you get a disease or some bad disease, many people die. Many people die with accidents, sickness, diseases, pandemics, you know, natural death at the end. All these are human, part of human sin. All this happening because of our sin. Because of sin, all this originated from our sin, took over the world. But remedy is there. There's a remedy. Hello, please listen. There is a remedy for every sickness, diseases, and sin. Now, the sickness will not leave us until we leave this planet Earth. But that will happen the day Christ returns. We will be transformed. We will receive a new body from heaven. And God will put that body, it just come in and take over us. Identify individual people. Every people will get their own body. Somebody else are not going to get my body made. God make a spiritual body for us in heaven, in Apostle Paul says in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to know about the resurrection of the dead in Christ and also the transformation of the living people who was believing in Jesus Christ, and they saved. They have eternal life in their own flesh and body, inside, in their spirit. They have the spirit, have eternal life. Means his life will live forever and ever and ever. There's no more death. You will not die again. You're going to get a new body, a heavenly body, and your human earthly body will be transformed to fit to the heavenly body God is making for us. Every believer is going to have a new heavenly body God is preparing in heaven for us. Paul, apostle, has the revelation. He wrote that in chapter 15 of the 1 Corinthians epistle. All right? So there is the information for us to read. Now, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Christ. Amen? He has made peace to humanity for God. See, God had enmity. God and humans were enemies each other because God hates sin, but he loved us. God hates sin. There is an enmity existed between human beings and God because of the sin of Adam that fell on all the humanity. We are all doing wrong things all the time. Nobody is ever doing anything right. But we do some good things, some bad things, and even after we get saved, we accept Jesus Christ, we may have that nature in us, but we just have to get cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Pray to God. If you do any sin, if you do any disobedience, ask God every day to be cleansed and purified. Now we continue this. Jesus Christ as the Christ, the head of, you know, who is the real God, who is the Christ, that we will continue this message, and the may Lord richly bless you with these words. Thank you for listening.
Christ, the blessed one, gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Summer pool season is upon us. If you want your pool clear, Providence Pools is here. We offer weekly services that are reliable and affordable. Providence Pools.